USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governors are asking if lockdown measures should be lifted as they weigh the severity of the coronavirus outbreak in their states. Governor Ralph Northam says Virginia is nowhere near ready, despite a tweet from President Trump that said in part, liberate Virginia.
As the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, I, along with this staff, is fighting a biological war. I do not have time to involve myself in Twitter wars.
But reopening is going to be tricky without the capacity to test lots of people to control and track the spread of the disease. The president insists more tests are becoming available.
In the next few weeks, we'll be sending out 5.5 million testing swabs to the state. Swabs can be done easily by the governors themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Some beaches in northern Florida have reopened. Jacksonville Mayor Charlie Latham is limiting access to twice a day.
An opportunity for people to come out to the beach and exercise a couple of times a day. It's not a sunbathing opportunity.
The world's largest randomized clinical trial of potential coronavirus treatments is underway in Britain and has recruited 5,000 patients in record time. The randomized evaluation of COVID-19 therapy, or recovery trial, is testing 4 promising treatments for the coronavirus disease. If the science supports it, they'll be given to the National Health Service patients as quickly as possible. Definitive results on whether the treatments are safe and effective are expected within months and could potentially benefit hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The New York Department of Health started a trial last month that included a cocktail of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
There's a low-key release of a new iPhone this weekend. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
You won't see the normal grand in-person event that marks the launch of a new Apple product, but despite economic upheavals resulting from the coronavirus pandemic, the brand has unveiled the new iPhone SE, and you can now pre-order it. Apple announced the second-generation iPhone SE would be available for pre-order and that it will be delivered by Friday, April 24th. According to Apple, the popularity of the 2016 iPhone SE, coupled with the demand for more affordable prices, yielded the new launch. Now you can buy Apple iPhones that incorporate the features from the original iPhone SE, along with upgrades from the iPhone XR and the new iPhone 11. Unlike the most recent iPhone model, whose base price is $679, the new 64-gig iPhone SE starts at a more affordable $399.
Gas prices in the U.S. have fallen steadily in recent weeks to less than a dollar per gallon in some places, as fewer drivers are on the road due to coronavirus-related restrictions. AAA said Friday the national average for a gallon of gas is $1.83, which is a decline of 41 cents per gallon from a month ago and a full dollar cheaper than the average price a year ago. The cheapest gas is being sold in the Midwest, where the cost per gallon is $1.50 or less in several states. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.